Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 3rd, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: Prahlad Maharaj continued to speak. My dear friends, born of demon families, the happiness which is perceived with reference to the senses can be obtained in any form of life according to one's past fruitive activities. Such happiness is automatically obtained, as sometimes we obtain distresses without any endeavor.
Sukha mandiyakam daitya deha yogena dehinam sarvatra lambhate deivat yatha dukkham majatanaka. Now, Prahlad Maharaj, in the previous verse, explained that durlabha manusam janma, this human form of life is durlabha, very rarely gotten. It is not so easy. There are many rascals, they say that once you come to the human form of life, there is no more degradation. There is rascal. When Krishna says that dehinasmin yatha dehe kaumara yogana jara tatha dehantaram prapti, he says that as you have changed body, similarly, at the end also, you will have to change the body. He never says that you will get again human body. Never says. Tatha dehantaram prat. Another form of life. That another form, maybe there are 8,400,000 forms. So another form means any one of them. There is no guarantee. You cannot say that now I have got human form, again in the next life I also get human. No. You can, the evidence is Bharat Maharaj. He was king, emperor, very exalted position in the human form of life. But next life he got the life of a deer. This is the evidence. So how you can say the next life will be human life? No. That's not possible. According to your karma, karmana daiva netre, no. If you are acting like human being, then there is chance of getting human life. And if you are acting like a dog, then you must get the body of a dog. Karmana daiva netre. It depends on your karma. If you simply dress like a human being and act like a dog, then you get it. Dog's body, Krishna will give you the facility. Maya jantrarurena maya. Maya. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that this body is just like a machine, motor car. Suppose you have got now a very nice motor car, Rolls Royce car. And somehow or other your car is lost. The next car, is it any guarantee that you will get Rolls Royce car? No. You'll get a car as you pay for it. If you can pay for a Rolls Royce car, then you can get or any dress. Suppose you have got now very costly dress. Now your dress is torn. You have to change the dress. Is there any guarantee that you'll get the same type of dress? No. you get a dress as you pay for it. It's a common sense. Similarly, if you act like a demigod, you'll get the body of a demigod. If you act like ordinary human being, then you get the body of a human being. If you act like a dog, then you get the body of a dog. And if you act like a devotee, you go back to home. This is possible. Why we are instructing everyone to become Krishna conscious? The result is, if you become fully Krishna conscious, the next life you get a body in which you can live with Krishna face to face, talk with him, play with him. That is the meaning. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti mameti. Krishna ji is assured that if you simply try to understand Krishna, and if you really understand Krishna, janma karma sadvibham me jo janati tatta. If you simply try to understand Krishna in truth, not vague. Yes, I understand Krishna, but Krishna has no form. This is not understanding of Krishna. This is askelda. Krishna says such persons, such askels, who says that Krishna has no body, he has no form, it is maya, therefore mayavadi. Everything maya. Krishna is also maya. That is maya. These mayavadis have been condemned by Krishna. Tamaramu, what is that? Manusuntanuma, abhijananti manamura. These rascals, mayavadis. Abhijananti. He thinks Krishna as ordinary human being. Or, even if he is God, he has taken a body made by Maya. This is Mayavadi. The spirit soul cannot appear without being dressed by Maya. But that is not the fact. That a man is diseased, suffering from fever, it does not mean that without fever nobody can exist. That is nonsense. Fever is a symptom for the time being, and feverlessness is the real life. Similarly, somehow or other, icchādesa samutthena, by some desire, we have got this material body, but it does not mean that without this material body I cannot live. That's nonsense. Actual life is spiritual life. Actual life is spiritual life. So, therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that Kumara Asharit Pragan Harman Bhagavatanya Durabhagamana Sangama. This is human life. You have got the human life only for cultivating Krishna consciousness. If you are doing anything else except Krishna consciousness, that means you are risking your life to become a cat or a dog or anything else. This is the fact. So, Krishna is still prepared to give you facilities that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti Deva Vrata Devan. If you are acting like a devata, devata means devotee, not pure devotee, with some material desire. They are called devata. Not everyone is not pure devotee. Mostly, ātva arthāti jñāni ca bharata saṁ. Chatat vidā bhajante māṁ. Sukriti na arjuna. Sukriti. Anyone who comes to Krishna consciousness, he is to be understood that he is a pious. But piety, to become a pious man does not mean that he is a devotee. By piety, by acting piously, you can get good birth, janmaisajya suta sri. You can get good birth in a very aristocratic family or a Brahmin family. Generally aristocratic, rich family, by piety. Janma, aishadya. Nowadays they want money. Nobody wants any spiritual advancement. So they get money by pious activities. They get good birth to born, to take birth in very rich family. Janma, aishadya. Suta. He can become a very learned man. B.A.M.A., Ph.D., D.S.C., so many things, that learned man. Janmaisajya suta sri and beautiful, beautiful body. These are the results of pious activities. But that does not mean you are a devotee. Devotee is different. Devotee means who does not aspire of anything like this, that I, let me take birth in rich family, let me possess a very good amount of wealth, let me become beautiful, let me become very learned. These are material aspirations. But a devotee has no material aspiration. Anna milasita sunno, zero, nothing of this sort. And what is his aspiration? That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mama janavani janmani sare mudat matmudavi. Nadanamana janangana sundarin kavitang majavadi sakam. This is pure. I don't want money. Nadanam. I don't want any number of men at my order acting, just like big factory owner, they are employing 4,000, 5,000 men, as master of so many servants. So devotee doesn't want, he doesn't want any amount of money, or any amount of followers, na dhanam, na janam, na sundari kavita. Very beautiful, attractive wife, sundari. This is material aspiration. Let me have immense amount of money, a very good woman, wife, or friend. This is all material activity, you see. Everyone is after money and woman. This is material aspiration. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rejecting. Nadanakana, janangana, sundari, kavitangava, jagadisha. Then what do you want? Mama janmani, janmani, sare, bhuta, bhakti, bhakti. I don't mind where I get my birth. I am not aspiring to get my birth in a very aristocratic way. No. Anywhere. Mama janmani, I may become a demigod in the heavenly planet, or I may be a cat, dog, or any insignificant. But I want this, that my devotion to your lotus feet may not be forgotten. This is desirelessness. Anything beyond the we desire, that is material. So bhakti begins when we are desireless. Gato, Yamuna charge shloka. nisesa manorathantaram kadahamai kantika nitya kinkara praharsai shyami sanatha jeevi bhavantame vacharan nirantam. This is devotee. Is praying, Yamanacharya is praying to the Lord. Bhavantam, you only, charam nirantam, simply thinking of you, acting for you, charam, acharam, practicing such activity, who will give me the opportunity of thinking Krishna. That is all. The Krishna says, manvana bhavamadu bhakta. Krishna says, this is the process. So we have to mold our life in such a way that we get the opportunity of thinking of Krishna 24 hours. That is Krishna consciousness. Even we are eating, we can remember Krishna. Krishna varadayamaya kurivare jivhajaya sapprasadamayavaya. So we want, while sleeping, if we think of Krishna, it may be that we may dream of Krishna also. That is possible. Eating, sleeping, meeting, even in sex, if we can remember Krishna, how? That is, Krishna says, dharma viruddha kamasmi. Sex life, which is given permission in the Shastra, that is Krishna. The Shastra gives you permission for sex life only for begetting nice children, not for enjoyment. That is illicit sex. If you make love, fish, and have sex life, that is illicit sex. So that dharma viruddha. So we can adjust our material activities, eating, sleeping, mating and fearing. It can be adjusted in relationship with Krishna, provided you take direction from Krishna. Even eating, sleeping, mating can be utilized as Krishna consciousness if you follow the rules and regulations. There is facility. And as soon as you deviate, then you become subject to the control of Maya. Jagnyatse karmanatra lokayam karma bandhanam. If you simply act for satisfying Krishna, then you are alright. And as soon as you do for your own sense gratification, karma bandhanam, you become bound up by the laws of karma. You should be very careful. Therefore, here it is said, sukham oindriyakam. Happiness derives from the sources which is not related with Krishna. That is sukham oindriyakam. Actually, do that. When we enjoy sense pleasure, that is not for Krishna. That is material sense perception. So Pralhadmana said that this kind of pleasure, happiness, sukham andriyatam daitya, he is particularly addressing his friend daitya, because they are sons of daitya, demons. Just like at the present moment, 99% of the population, they are daityas, demons. What is the difference between a demon and demigod? Daityas means the sons of the deity. So daityas and deva. Deva means devotees, or those who accept the supremacy of the Lord, they are called deva. Vishnu bhakta bhavet deva asurastad viparya. Anyone who is Vishnu Bhakta, accepting God as the supreme controller, they are called demigods. And Asuras called Viparjaya, and just the opposite number. What is the opposite number? What is God? Why can I accept God? God is dead. There is no God. God is impersonal. They are daityas or demons. So, Prahlad Maharaj was also born in a demon family, but he was not daitya. He was a devotee, although he is born. So it is not that a devotee has to take his birth in the devotee's family. That is not necessary. Ahuituki apratihata. One man can become a devotee without any call and without being checked. There is no such thing which will check to become a devotee. Anyone can devotee in any condition, provided he is fortunate enough to associate with another devotee. That is the So, Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear friend, because you have been taught for sense gratification, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So this kind of happiness is material happiness, sense enjoyment. So, deha yogena dehina, two bodies combined or in connection with this body. Deha yogena dehina. Just like sex life. Sex life, it requires two bodies, one male or female. Deha yogena. As soon as we say yogena, that means extra something. Yogena. Yoga and vyog. Vyog means minus and yog means addition. So, deha yogena, dehina, the living entities who have accepted this material body, such kind of happiness, sarvatra labhati, you can have anywhere, any life, just like two bodies, male and female. It is not that in the human society two bodies, male and female, join and enjoy the pleasure. The dog also do this. The quality of happiness between a beautiful man and beautiful woman does not increase or decrease by other body. The hog also they enjoy. It is not because they have got a nasty body, therefore the enjoyment is less than human. No. The feelings of enjoyment is the same, either of the dog, or of the hog, or of the human being. Everyone. It is not, the quality does not change. There is a story of a prostitute, Lokha Hira, you can sleep. I am asking you. Yes, you sleep me. You can go and sleep. Don't make yet. So there is a story of the prostitute, the Lokha Hira. There was a prostitute whose charges was 1 lakh of pieces of diamond. It doesn't matter a big diamond or small diamond, that was her charge. So, one man was suffering from leprosy, and She was being assisted by his wife, very faithful wife. So still he was morose. The wife asked the husband, "Why you are morose? I am giving you so much service. You are leper. You cannot move. I can take you. I take you on a basket and carry you. Still you feel unhappy." So he admitted, "Yes. Oh, what is the cause? Nah, you want to go to the prostitute. Lakkahira. Just see, he is leper, a poor man, and he is aspiring to go to a prostitute who charges 100,000 of pieces of dime. So anyway, she was a faithful wife. She wanted to satisfy her husband. Somehow or other she arranged. Then, when the leper was at the house of the leper, prostitute, the prostitute gave him very nice dishes of food, but everything in two dishes. One in the golden pot, another in iron pot. So while he was eating, so he inquired the prostitute, "Why you have given me in two pots?" "Now, because I want you to know whether you will feel different taste in different pots." So he said, "No, I don't find any difference of taste. The soup in the golden pot and the soup in the iron pot, the taste is the same. Then why you have come here?" Huh? This is foolishness. The whole world is going on. They're simply trying to taste the same thing in different pots. They are not detestful. They are no more sir. I've tasted enough. That is not kind. That is called vairagya vidya. No more tasting. It is all the same. Either I take in this pot or that pot. Therefore it is said that sukham vandiyam, the sense pleasure. It doesn't matter whether you enjoy as a dog or as a human being or a demigod or as European or American or Indian, the taste is the same. This is very important. You cannot have a better taste. Better taste is only Krishna consciousness. Param Rishtyan Nivartate. So if you do not increase your taste for Krishna consciousness, then you will try to taste in this pot and that pot. That is it. That will be continued business and continued disease. To taste in this pot and that pot. It may be very tasteful in this pot, maybe very tasteful. The whole world is going on. Sarvatra labhate daivada jatha dukkham. It's like dukkham. Dukkham means unhappiness. So, suppose a millionaire is suffering from typhoid, and a poor man is suffering from typhoid. Does mean that the millionaire will have less distress than the poor man? When you have got typhoid fever, either you are rich man or poor man, the sufferings of typhoid fever is the same. It does not mean that this man is very rich man, he is not suffering from typhoid. No. As unhappiness is the same in different pots, similarly the happiness also is the same in different pots. This is not. So how should I waste my time to taste happiness and distress in different pots? The different pot places different bowls. So this is not our business. Our business is to revive our original consciousness, Krishna consciousness. It doesn't matter in which pot I am at the present moment. Ahitakiyapratiyata. You can test Krishna consciousness without any hesitation, without any check, without any hindrance. You can simply, you have to see inside to our consciousness and rectify the consciousness that is required in this human form of life. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj in the beginning said, Dullabhaga Mahasangha. This understanding, this knowledge can be attained only in human form of life. These analyses of unhappiness and distress can be explained before a human. If I call a 36 dogs here and ask him, now here, Bhagavad, it is not possible. The dog will not be able to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, but in man, however low he may be, if he has got little intelligence, he will be able to understand. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Dullabhaga Mahasangham. You have got the opportunity to understand what is Bhagavad Dharma. Don't lose it like cats and dogs. Thank you.